Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Wednesday to you. It's Wednesday, March the 25th. Look, all I'm going to say, you know how I always say, for some of y'all, if you follow me on social media, especially Twitter, I always have hashtags and I end it with flow. You know, wow, bad day flow or something. I mean, that's a corny one, but I just, it's the first thing that came to my mind. But it always ends stuff with flow. For the 76ers, right now, not the 76ers, the 76ers owner, Josh Harris and David Blitzer, they're experiencing a bad look flow. And the reason why I'm not going to say the entire ownership group, because a guy like Michael Rubin, some other dudes, they all weren't told of the decision to reduce pay up to 20% for some of their employees. They weren't notified of that. And according to sources, Rubin was upset. That's what we wrote in the paper. We said upset. But according to a source, Rubin was pissed. That's what they said. Quote, unquote, pissed. So, I can't say it's a bad look for them. I mean, I can't. But for the other two, wow, it was a bad look. Now, and it was a walk it back flow. A crazy 24 hours flow. They did what flow? Now, for a lot of you guys, you know, who don't know, on Monday evening, the Sixers ownership group, primarily Josh Harris, you know, Josh, let me just give you some background. For people who don't know that, Josh Harris and David Blitzer run Harris Blitzer Sports and Entertainment, which owns the 76ers and the New Jersey Devils, right? So what they wanted to do is they wanted all their at-will employees making more than $50,000 to take temporary salary reductions up to 20%. So if you made... The 20% were for the people who made $70,000 or more. Now, the reductions were to start on April 15th and run through June 30th, right? Wow. Now, I get it. We're experiencing some hard times right now where a lot of people are struggling. And I said this yesterday. But the problem is we're talking about billionaires. You know, you have Josh Harris, who is worth $3.8 billion. You have David Blitzer, who is worth $1.8 billion. So we're talking about a guy making $50,000 a year who is struggling to put food in his table. God forbid that person, and it could be a female, a young lady, God forbid that their partner, that their husband, their wife lost a job, or their kids are at home, you know, because they're out of school and the daycare, lack of daycare, so you got to take time off or whatever, the whole nine. And you're losing 20%. That's tough. That's tough. So, as expected, the Sixers were destroyed. The ownership group was. They were destroyed all over Twitter. They were destroyed in magazines all over. In newspapers, websites, whatever you want to call it, all over the country. They were destroyed, at least here locally, on sports talk radio. It was a bad look for the team. A bad look. And the look got worse when it was announced that Joel Embiid, in addition to donating $500,000 to COVID-19 research, right, in the effort to help it. That Joel Embiid was going to take up the slack for the employees who were going to be affected by the temporary pay reductions. Now, he didn't have a number in total, but let's just say that he was going to take up the slack for all those people. Now, y'all, that was going to be way more than $500,000. We're talking that could have been up in the millions. Could have. And Joel stepped up, which further made it a bad look on the Sixers. Now, here's something else. So, you know, you could only demand that from your at-will employees. You can't demand that from your salaried, or excuse me, your contracted people, i.e. the coaches, i.e. the front office people. You know, Elton Brand, the Sixers general manager, Scott O'Neill, CEO of Harris Blitzer Sports Entertainment, Chris Heck, president of basketball ops, and then the general manager for the Devils, they all agreed to it. But, you know, they have to. So they all agreed to it. So they were going to take the 20% decrease for the time being. But the coaching staff were a little bit apprehensive. Why wouldn't they be? It be. I mean, think about it. We all know if Brett Brown doesn't go far in the playoffs, the goal is, and it could change just because of money, but the goal is to get rid of him. The goal is to get rid of him if he doesn't go far in the playoffs. So if I'm going to get fired, why give away money? I mean, seriously, if I'm going to get fired, if I'm Brett Brown and I'm going to get fired and you're going to fire me and you're going to get rid of my coaching staff, why am I going to give back money when I'm going to get fired? What you do is you tell them, you say, look, before I do that, if I'm the agent, I'm calling the dude. I'm like, look, before we do that, you got to let us know now if you're going to fire us or not. Because, I mean, why give back money if that's part of your contract? Like, basically, that's your money. And I'm going to give you back some money. And then, like, let's say if the season doesn't continue, if the season doesn't, like, if we don't, or if it does continue and we don't go far in the postseason, I'm a goner. That's 20% that I lost. Nah, B, it doesn't work like that. That, you know, so of course there's some apprehension. But then all of a sudden, this is all out there. I mean, you got the star player trying to pick up the tab. You got the coaches saying, hey, we don't know. You know, you got people ripping billionaires for taking it for people who taking money from people who don't even make $100,000 or don't even make $80,000. And then on top of that, where the real bad look went, the money, well, not, they didn't say this, but what the Sixers were talking about, they were talking about how they were going to give food and stuff to their neighbors in Philly, Camden, and Newark, right? We're going to give stuff to our neighbors in Philly, Camden, and Newark. But you're giving stuff to the neighbors in Philly, Camden, and Newark off of the money that you were basically going to take from your employees. Now, the funny thing is, so you're giving away food and you're doing all this other stuff, but you're docking your employees' pay, basically, furloughing them. That's not a good look, especially when you say your neighbors. They're not really your neighbors. They're not. I mean, I understand that the Wells Fargo Center is there in South Philly. But I don't see anybody living up in the any one of the higher ups saying we live in South Philly. The practice facility is in Camden. I don't know anybody there, one of the higher ups in ownership group, lives in Camden. You say Newark is your neighbor. I don't see anybody living in Newark. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm wrong. I just don't see it. I just don't see it. Now, I get what you're trying to say, but to me, that's not your neighbor. It's not. So, you know, the Sixers walked it back. They decided that this is an action they weren't willing to do or they weren't going to do. And I don't know, man. It was crazy because, you know, sometimes when you do something, as bad as everything looks, when you walk it back, it's like, oh, okay. Wow. Sometimes it looks worse. Even though it's the right thing, in this case, it's the right thing, sometimes it looks worse. It looks like the pressure got to you. It looks like the embarrassment got to you. It looks kind of weak. It does. Now, for the Sixers employees, all of them, you know, they're not going to publicly come out and say, "Woo, thank you." No, they want to keep their jobs. But you have to know from top to bottom, they're all excited. They all are. From top to bottom, they're all excited. They have to be. And employees everywhere in the NBA and possibly the NHL are excited because they were looking at this closely. They wanted to see how this thing went down and see what type of reaction it would get. Because if it got one and it just was swept under the rug, guess what? Other owners would try to implement it too. You know, now the bad part about it is this was just 2 weeks into this process, until this. So they already started doing something. Now, maybe they know something other people don't know. Let's think about it. The owners have meetings. They know how long this thing could take. Maybe they know something that we don't. But, you know, Woj tweeted out that owners have been paying attention to this and seeing how it was going to happen. Like, seeing, like, you know, the type of reaction it was getting. And they said that they don't want to have how much they're worth basically trending. I'm paraphrasing here, like trending on Twitter. Like, you know, because that's all people talked about. Josh Harris is worth $3.8 billion. Yet, he's trying to take money from people making 50 plus. It just wasn't a good look. And no team wants to do it. No team wants to be a part of it. I mean, they don't want to deal with that. Because, you know, it's hard to feel sorry for someone making billions of dollars losing money. Now, when you get to Joel Embiid, you know, Joel Embiid, you know, everybody says whose city this is. You know, everyone says, you know, some people say, is it Carson Wentz? Is it Joel's? You know, the people in Philly, they have a love for this guy. You know, there was a point in time when I think he got a little upset, a little disappointed. He probably won't admit it. But when they booed him the one time, and he did the shh. I mean, let's face it. It's hard for a guy like him to get booed in this city. Just because of the way that they adore him, the way they love him. Right? But I always took it as if their love for him just never died. It's kind of like unconditional. You know what I mean? It's an unconditional love. It always was to me. And it was kind of like, yeah, we're going to shush you, but you're ours. It's like your mother. Like, it's like your mom, like, scolding you when you do something wrong. But then at the end of the day, you know she's going to give you a hug and tell you that she loves you. She just doesn't want you to do that. Now, past that, right? If you want to know who is the most adored pro athlete in this city right now, I'm talking about playing on a Philadelphia team right now. If it wasn't before yesterday, before his actions yesterday, it definitely is now. What Joel Embiid did struck the chord at everyone who's working hard. Not only did he give $500,000 to the coronavirus relief or research, the guy was going to pick up the tab for everyone within the organization who was affected. All the at-will workers. I mean, come on. Come on. Now, it's funny because, you know, they got some criticism. Some guys on the team, they're like, when are they going to step up? When are they going to step up? Truth be told, these guys always step up. And to be honest with you, it's not their place to step up. It's not. Especially when the ownership group already came out and said that they were going to give money to the... I'm talking about, when I mean step up, I'm talking about, you know, there was a lot of people giving out $100,000 or what have you to the arena workers who were going to be affected by lost wages due to lack of games, right? Because of that coronavirus. Like, for instance, the Sixers remaining scheduled, there are going to be people there who work for the arena who are not going to get paid because of that. Well, the ownership group, Harris Blitzer, have decided that they were going to continue to pay these people for their games. The Flyers did as well, said they were too, right? So it's not up to the players to pay. It's not. They got some criticism because of that, but it's not up to them to pay. But when you find out the things that Embiid does with his money that he gives to people back home in Africa, you find out that Tobias Harris, all the things that he does that doesn't get publicized. And believe me, there are a lot of things that do get publicized. And you're scratching your head and you're saying, wow. But then there's more that he does that he doesn't want anyone to know. And then Ben Simmons giving money to back, you know, for Australia when the fires, the wildfires. But then you have the owners giving money to the stadium employees. So, hey, you're saying these up, they don't have to do that. So I think they were wrongly criticized for that. But then when Embiid comes back and he's saying, you know what? We're talking about the coronavirus. We're talking about people testing positive for COVID-19. I want to attack that. Put my money to that. What he did is he did not follow other people's lead. He took it up another notch. He stepped up. He's trying to help us beat this thing. I'm telling you. People have to be happy. Right now, the people in Philadelphia are going to remember that. The employees who work for the team are going to remember that. And this might be a bad look for the Sixers ownership group. Because if I'm someone and I'm a staff member for another team, or I'm a coach, or I'm this and that, and I understand that this is a rare situation. But if I'm like, man, if they're going to ask me to take a pay cut, or man, if they're going to demand me to take a pay cut, and if I'm a free agent, I'm saying, whoa, is this the type of organization things are going through? I mean, are doing in here? I don't know, y'all. To me, they got to do a lot to clean this up. Because it's not only is it a bad look, it's an embarrassment. And unfortunately, when things like this happens, it gives you a glimpse of what's going on behind the scenes. It really does. Again, we're only 2 weeks in. Only 2 weeks in. Hey, y'all. I want to thank y'all for listening. Have a great, great day. Peace.